everyone in this room, everyone in this building, in this state, and in this country should watch with great anticipation and skepticism about what comes out of that process. Because potentially what we are looking at is the erosion of a fundamental right of every citizen of the United States through an unprecedented mechanism of executive order. And the reason that we should watch that is if we are complicit as senators of the state of Missouri in that process of erosion of one right, then we are complicit in the erosion of all rights. And we all took oaths as senators of the state of Missouri to uphold the Constitution of the state of Missouri and of the United States. And years before I took that oath, as a lawyer, I took an oath to uphold those same constitutional principles. And people say this argument, it's about guns, guns are hobbies. That's not the point. The point is, it is a fundamental principle that this country was founded upon. And there's one thing that makes this country the greatest country on earth, and that is the rule of law. And I know as a senator and as a lawyer, there is nothing more important to me than in my professional life, my life as a senator, my personal life, guaranteeing that we always uphold the rule of law. And we can, in times of economic good times, economic bad times, national euphoria and national tragedy, we should always have public discussion about where we're going as a nation. But once we agree to the erosion of one fundamental constitutional principle, because it is the topic of the day, because there's pressure, then we are agreeing that every one of those principles and every one of those rights is vulnerable. So I ask all my colleagues today, as senators of the state of Missouri, it is our obligation to uphold all rights of all citizens of the state of Missouri. So please join me today. Let's pay attention and let's move forward with what is right for protecting our constitutional principles and protecting the rule of law. Thank you, Mr. President.